Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Maseches Vachim Daf Ayin Beis, the eighth parak Kol Zvachim. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that animals that are asur bahana or disqualified as karbanas prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they're mixed. The Gemara asks, "Binibatu baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. If you suggest chashive that animals are considered significant and so cannot be nullified by a majority midraban, this may be a valid answer according to the opinion presented later that kosha darkly manos. Anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be nullified in any mixture. But according to the opinion that eshadarchli manos, only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be nullified, then animals which are occasionally sold without being counted out should be nullified in a majority. The Gemara answers this question on the next daf. Point number two, the Gemara presents the Mishnah, whose text is the basis for the Malchuk, as we just mentioned. If one had chavili tiltan, bundles of fenugreek, which were kalai kerem, kalim of the vineyard, they're prohibited in benefit and must be burned. If they become mixed with permitted bundles, Rav Meir says they are all burned, but the Chachamim say, yau be'echur masayim, the forbidden bundles become nullified in a mixture ratio of 1 in 201 permitted bundles. Rav Meir would express his opinion, kosha darkly manos mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is kalayim. Amoraim debated the correct text of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Esh darkly manos shaninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batel, but items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batel. Rish Lakish says, kol shedarkli manos shaninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batel. And point number three, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir and say, Eino makadesh el shish dvarim bilvad. Only six items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batel. Rabbi Akiva says seven items. The six items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are egozi perach, perach nuts, rimone badan, badan pomegranates, chavios stumos, sealed barrels of wine, chalife trudin, beet stalks, vekilche kruv, cabbage stalks, udulas yavanis, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Akiva adds kikro shel baal bais, homemade loaves of bread. The cases among this list, which are subject to orla, i.e. fruit, namely nuts, pomegranates, and wine, can prohibit a great mixture as orla. Those among this list which are subject to being kalaya kerem, meaning vegetables and grains, namely the beets, cabbage, gourds, and bread, can prohibit a great mixture as kalaya kerem. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that animals that are asur bahana, or disqualified as karbanos, prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they're mixed. The Gemara asks, "Binibatu baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. If you suggest chashive, that animals are considered significant and so cannot be nullified by a majority midraban, this may be a valid answer according to the opinion presented later that kosha darkly manos, anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be nullified in any mixture. But according to the opinion that esha darkly manos, only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be nullified, then animals which are occasionally sold without being counted out should be nullified in a majority. The Gemara answers this question on the next daf. Point number two, the Gemara presents the Mishnah, whose text is the basis for the Malchuk, as we just mentioned. If one had chavili tiltan, bundles of fenugreek, which were kalai kerem, kalim of the vineyard, they're prohibited in benefit and must be burned. If they become mixed with permitted bundles, Rav Meir says they are all burned, but the Chachamim say, yau be'echur masayim, the forbidden bundles become nullified in a mixture ratio of 1 in 201 permitted bundles. Rav Meir would express his opinion, kosha darkly manos mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is kalayim. Amoraim debated the correct text of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Esh darkly manos shaninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batel, but items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batel. Rish Lakish says, Kol shedarkli manos shaninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batel. And point number three, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir and say, Eino makadesh el shish dvarim bilvad. Only six items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batel. Rabbi Akiva says seven items. The six items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are egozi perach, perach nuts, rimone badan, badan pomegranates, chavios stumos, sealed barrels of wine, chalife trudin, beet stalks, vekilche kruv, cabbage stalks, udulas yavanis, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Akiva adds kikro shel baal bais, homemade loaves of bread. The cases among this list, which are subject to orla, i.e. fruit, namely nuts, pomegranates, and wine, can prohibit a grape mixture as orla. Those among this list which are subject to binkalaya karam, meaning vegetables and grains, namely the beets, cabbage, gourds, and bread, can prohibit a grape mixture as kalaya karam. All right, so now we got our siman daf ayin beis, and this siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester, England. He suggested that ayin beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. While one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of b'nibatu baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal is nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it as shadarko limanos or koshadarko limanos when it comes to bittul? The rest of the kids had to settle for perek nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are three of the six items that are never bittul. Once again, slow motion. While one Talmud received a thick piece of cake, That must mean we're on daf ayin beis of. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of v'nibatu baruba when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with the majority of permitted animals. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that animals that are asur b'hana or disqualified as korbanos prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they are mixed. The Gemara asks v'nibatu baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. So while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of v'nibatu baruba when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it eshadarko limanos or koshadarko limanos when it comes to bittul, which reminds us, Rebbe Meir would express his opinion, koshadarko limanos mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number, prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is kalayim. Amram debated the correct text of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Eshadarko limanos sheninu." We are taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batal, but items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batal. Reish Lakish says, "Kol shadarko limanos sheninu." We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of v'nibatu baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it eshadarko limanos or koshadarko limanos when it comes to bittul? The rest of the kids had to settle for perek nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are three of the six items that are never bittul. Which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe and say, "Ein makadesh el shisha dvarim bilvad." Only six items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batal. And Rabbi Kiva says seven items. The six items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are perek nuts, button pomegranates, sealed barrels of wine, beet stalks, cabbage stalks, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Kiva adds kikrosho baal bais, homemade loaves of bread. So once again, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of v'nibatu baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with the majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it eshadarko limanos or koshadarko limanos when it comes to bittul? The rest of the kids had to settle for perek nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are three of the six items that are never bittul. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back chazara. Daf samaches. So the siman daf samaches is schach. So here goes. In the sukkah with the ozo brought as a chatas decoration, hanging from the schach, that must be on daf samaches. In the sukkah with the ozo oaf brought as a chatas decoration, hanging from the schach with a note in its mouth, that it only transforms into a chatas for me'ila, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yeshua only holds and the ozo oaf transforms into a chatas regarding me'ila, not that it actually transforms into a chatas to fulfill one's obligation. So in the sukkah with the ozo oaf brought as a chatas decoration, hanging from the schach with a note in its mouth, that it only transforms into a chatas for me'ila, the children were distracted looking at the poster of improper killings of birds that are not metame in the base of Belial, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if psui perform melika, it's invalid, but the bird is not metame bebase of Belial, through the throat, by being eaten, because it's not considered an avela. The same applies if the kohen performs melika with his left hand, or at night. Also, if one shechted chulin inside the Azora, or catching birds outside the Azora, they are not metame in the base of Belia. So, in the sukkah with the ozo oaf brought as a chatas decoration, hanging from the schach with a note in its mouth, that it only transforms into a chatas for me'ila, the children were distracted looking at the poster of improper killings of birds that are not metame in the base of Belia. While their non-kohen father taught that it's a machlokas, if a zar did malika, whether the bird is metame as a nevela in his Beis Abliya, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas if Malika Baizar is Metame but Beis Abliya. Daf Samach Tes, so the Simmer Daf Samach Tes is Soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The chimney sweeps, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, Soot. The chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words Metame Bebeis Abliya that someone had mistakenly written on the sign from the Malika done at night in the Mikdash, which reminds us, a Braisa darshan's about an invalid Malika, for example, one done at night, that the bird is still not Metame Bebeis Abliya. The pasuk about Tumas Nevela mentions Trefa, which is extra, comparing the Tumah of Nevela with a Trefa. Ma Trefa she'ema teres es ha'iser, just as becoming a Trefa does not permit any prohibition, af kol she'ema teres es ha'iser, so too a bird is matame as a Nevela only when its killing does not permit any prohibition. Since an invalid Malika permits the bird to be left on the Mizbeach, if it's placed there, it's not matame bebeis abliya. So the chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words Matame Bebeis Abliya that someone had mistakenly written on the sign for the Malika done at night in the Mikdash, and the sign for the Shechita of Chulun birds in the Mikdash, which reminds us, another Braisa darshans this superfluous word Treif on the Pasuk about Tumas Nevela to teach Ma Treifa Shaba Bifnin Kebachutz, just as Treifa is the same inside the Mikdash and outside it, meaning both are forbidden to eat, so too birds become nevela wherever their nevela status for this method of killing is the same inside as outside. This excludes the shechita of chulun birds inside the mikdash, since the shechita outside the mikdash certainly removes their tuma, even if the bird is discovered a treifa, because this braisa follows Rabbi Meir's opinion, it also cannot be a nevela when shechted inside. So the chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words Matame Bebeis Abliya that someone had mistakenly written on the sign for the Malika done at night in the Mikdash, and the sign for the Shechita of Chulun birds in the Mikdash, was distracted by the Rav making a Kal Vachomer to say that if Malika was performed and the bird was found to be a Treifa, it would not be Matame Bebeis Abliya, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Malk Venimsa's Treifa, if one performed Malika and the bird was found to be a Treifa, Ramir says it is not Matame Bebeis Abliya, but Rabbi Yehuda says it is. Daf Ein, so the Zimmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor, so here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more a Daf Ein. The eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Treifa written on them, which reminds us we learned that the prohibitions of Nevela and Treifa take effect on chalev. The Torah needed to write both Nevela and Treifa because if the Torah had only written that Nevela takes effect on chalev, one might think that's Mishum de Matanya because it's Matame and therefore stringent. But the Treifa prohibition, which is not Matame, would not take effect on chalev. Had the Torah only written Treifa takes effect on chalev, one might think that it's Mishum de Isur Mechayim because its prohibition applies even while the animal is alive, but Nevela does not. Therefore, the Torah wrote that both take effect on Chalev. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of Chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Treifa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor, which reminds us Rabbi Meir taught that Malika even prevents Tumah of a bird which is a Treifa. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Meir only considered them Tahor if they were Tamimin, they were unblemished, but regarding Bali Mumin, he agrees that they are Matame as Nevela. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says Rabbi Meir would even consider Bali Mumin Tahor when killed with Malika. Rabbi Ivi said that Rabbi Elazar went further and said that even regarding Avazi Matarna Golim, geese and chickens, which are not valid species for Karbanas at all, Rabbi Meir would still rule them Tahor when killed with Malika. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Treifa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor and had a fun Egla Rufa toy that kids in the waiting room could do a Rifa on that mooed Tahor, which reminds us we learned that an Egla Rufa is Tahor when killed through a Rifa. Ayin Aleph, so the Siman Daf Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-ah. So here goes. The donkey cried, E-ah, donkey crying, E-ah, that must be warned off, Ayin Aleph. The donkey cried, E-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, which reminds us. The eighth parak begins, Kol Zvachim Shinis Arvu B'Chatos HaMesos, all karbanos which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die, for example, its owner died, or Shor Niskal, a cow condemned to stoning, which are forbidden in benefit, Afil Achaz Baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 karbanos, Yemusu Kulan, they are all left to die. So the donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatas Shemesu Baalea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chun cows, who got a Kachin cow mixed in with them, would not be killed, but sold for karbanas, which reminds us, the mission continues, if karbanas became mixed with unblemished Chun animals, the Chun animals are sold to those requiring the same type of carbon. So the donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the Chatzah Shemesu Baalel, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the Chun cows, who got a Kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two mishnayos were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that a Mishnah and Timur already taught this law, called Asurin Legabi Mizbeach Ois Mekoshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbeach prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount and are never nullified, for example, a Roveh or a Nirba. Rav Shimi answers the Mishnah and Timur only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited Legvoa for the Mikdash's use as Karbanas, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group Lehediot for common use. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf brings a malchokas of Malika by a czar is metame bebeis abuya? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a chatasa oaf performed like an olasa oaf or vice versa is invalid? That's on daf Samachvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the Chachamim's opinion that only 6 specific items are never batal in a mixture? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that the prohibitions of Neveil and Treva take effect on Chalev? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we Malkokas of an Olasa Oaf with Malika performed like a Chatasa Oaf removes Me'ila? That's on daf Samachvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn an Egla Rufa is Tahor when killed through a Rifa? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a Malchokas whether Reb Meir's opinion is Eshadarchal Imanos or Kol Shadarchal Imanos is not batal in a mixture? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what happened in the case of the woman who pledged to bring bird olos if she gave birth to a boy along with her Yoledes Karbanos? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf does the Gemara ask if it nibatu baruba, but let the prohibited animals that are mixed in with permitted animals become nullified by the majority? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you learn that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head? That's on daf Samachbav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.